RE's at total quiet out here. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu, standing by.
I'm mobile, so that repeater's a pretty good distance from me, I think.
Oh, where are you at?
Romeo here. I forget how many miles that repeater is away, but sometimes it don't sound too good.
No idea where this repeater is, but I'm in Taylor's. I'm going to guess I'm 35 miles from Andersonville, and you're like full quieting. It sounds good.
Cool. I know sometimes I'm in town here driving, and I go around some of these buildings and stuff. It'll kind of go in and out. The antenna, I've got a good antenna, but it's a dual band antenna, half wave, I think. I need to get a 5/8 wave, just mono band. That's all this radio is anyway. But I've been studying. I'm on, because I've just got a technician license, but I can pass the general pretty much at will, those practice tests. But I just want to go do it one more time. I just want to go get my extra and not have to fool with it no more.
General, and I never got my extra because the privileges are just a couple of extra frequencies on whatever given band you're talking on. To me, I don't know. I don't think it's worth it, but do what you got to do. But to get your general, that would be awesome because it just opens up, I mean, everything. But I'm really disappointed with 2 meters. It's like nobody's on here. That's why I'm selling all this crap. I just bought it. It's all brand new. And just like, holy crap. You know, in Florida, 2 meters is dead. And I move up here, and my HF rig did take a crap on me. And I'm debating whether to have it fixed or should I buy something new. But in the interim, I bought this radio. I don't know, it's about 2 weeks old. And I thought, well, let me get on 2 meters. And you know what? 2 meters sucks up here, too. It's just like, if you're not on net, nobody wants to talk. It's just like, for anybody on 2 meters, if you're spending a couple $100 to get your 2 meter station set up, why don't you get on the radio and talk? You get the nets, people check in, and they check out, and that's it. I mean, I just find that kind of redundant. Am I crazy here? It's really stupid. I mean, that's just my point. And don't get me wrong, I do like the nets, and like I checked in tonight so I could sell a couple things, which I'm sure will not sell because I had 100 text messages. Will you take $5 for it? I mean, seriously. But I'm exaggerating there. But it's just like nobody's ever on here. It's crazy. So I don't know why I wasted my money, but regardless, go ahead. Okay, there was a double there, but I did hear EVG. Go ahead, buddy. Kilo Golf Station, your audio is so hot, it's not doing you justice. If you can turn it down, that'd be great.
I have to put the microphone in the floorboard and mash it with my toes, but I was saying that's Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, Kevin. Over here, moseying through Simpsonville here on 385.
Roger, roger. Well, you're sounding good. Just a lot of background noise, I guess, because you're working on the truck there.
Yeah, this microphone's turned up a little hot on this Alenco anyway. Pretty much going to help me fix it. This ain't had time to do it yet, but got plenty of time left. with the microphone almost in the hoverboard. That's why I was having to match it with my nose just about. But, yeah, there's a lot of people on here during the day and stuff, man. That's what I was going to let him know. You know, usually I was on here during the day now, but, you know, I got laid off work yesterday, and now I'm working night shift now. So, you know, ain't too bad. I mean, I just got off work, got to be there at 2:30 to 11 o'clock, so I'm still working. That's the main thing. Just won't be on here during the day. I'll be on here probably a little bit late tonight coming home, but, and other than being at home.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I'm going through the same thing, buddy. I work for a restaurant, and it's just like, I finally, after 6 weeks, got my unemployment, and now they're going to hire me back for more hours, so I'm going to lose that money. So it's just like, oh, it's a catch-22. If you don't record your hours, they're going to screw you. You know what I'm saying? This whole COVID thing, it just, I don't know. More people die from the flu, but it has just totally wrecked my life. It truly has. I went 6 weeks with no income. Now I have a little bit, and don't get me wrong, I'm not starving. I mean, everything's good, but it's just such, I'm just going to say it. It's such bullshit. And I know that's the wrong thing to say, but it truly is. I mean, it's a big scam. I don't, you know, I understand people are getting sick and all that other stuff, but there's something more at a foot here, if I can say that, if you understand what I'm saying. There's just something behind what's going on. And you know what? I don't know what it is, but there you go.
I agree with you there, man. Can't put the finger on it, can't make it add up, but yes, there are something behind it, and I will agree with you. That's exactly what it is, what you said. But, you know, considering I've been in the door business 16 years, you know, I was out for 9 months, and I came back. Well, I started getting right about 9 years back in, and, turns around, next thing I know, wham, they hit me again, so they terminate my position. And, but, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, you know, ain't nothing we can do about it. They're going to use anything they can do to trim the fat right now, you know. But, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I just wish, you know, like it is, but don't get me wrong, I'm happy. I got a sack of rocks off my back, so I feel much better. You know, I just gotta get used to a little bit of walking. Ain't no big deal. I've done good tonight, so I think I'll be alright.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm glad you're supposedly doing okay. And, yeah, I'm doing okay now, but I wasn't for several weeks, so I was really scared, but, things actually came to fruition, but, I hear, because my daughter does, my daughter schedules truck drivers. I don't know what her job title is, but she, like, schedules, truck drivers for, you know, deliveries and all that other crap. And she says now that you guys aren't doing the medical supplies and the mask that there's no activity at all. Can you reply to that in any way at all?
Hey, man, I mean, that's what I can't. I mean, I don't do the truck driving. I mean, I used to hang garage doors for a living, and that was the position that they terminated. I was a lead technician on the truck. I guess considered being a boss. Because I was told the server package I got, they just don't give to people that's not an actual boss or whatever. And, well, the only thing thing I can say to what she's doing, she is a like the dispatch for the truck drivers, you know, to tell them about the deliveries and wherever they need to go. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of people out there running scurious right now. I mean, that's the only thing I can say. I mean, to reply back to like the truck drivers and all, but there's a lot of companies out there that's really picked up, and there's a lot of companies out there that's just about went belly up. That's a sad thing, but I mean, we have to have the truck drivers in order to get the stuff delivered, you know. I mean, even if we're not, you know, at full scale right now, I mean, if we're running 50% or whatever, you know, this still got to go from place to place. But I don't know. I didn't get this Governor McMaster's thing. You know, he's talking about, you know, they extended the stay at home thing, and my wife read on the news earlier that Trump had posted today that he's not going to push the social distance thing anymore. So why did Governor McMaster push the stay at home? You know, see, I didn't understand that one. I mean, if they would lift all that, there'd be a lot of people going back to work.
I agree with you, buddy. Yeah, but, well, here's the deal. So the federal government can only give recommendations to a state. Remember, we live in a state. We're separate from the federal government, other than federal funding for certain, you know, circumstances. So, I don't know. Like, I'm in the restaurant industry, and I'm working on average. Like, this week, I'm getting a shitload of hours. This week, I'm actually going to work 17 hours. And so I got to claim that on my unemployment. And then they're going to deduct, like, $300 out of my unemployment check. So, I mean, I'm not a scammer like that. I'm not going to take advantage of the situation. But if I claim 0 hours worked, I would make, like, $900. But because I'm going to claim the hours I worked, I'm going to get like $478 for the week. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, I never made $900 a week. But it's just a point. You know, they put out that $600 a week for everybody unemployed that's eligible, but they're deducting any money you make, which I guess is okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not complaining, but it's a really effed up system. It truly is.
I mean, the money they're giving us, they're going to have to make it back somewhere. So I guess that's part of their way of making it back. You know, they're, you know, taking it back out of the actual taxes, so that's that much more they're not having to pay them. Which, I don't know, man. This whole thing has been messed up since day one. You know, I've said that over and over and over again. So I don't know. I mean, it's really crazy. I mean, I don't have a clue of why they're doing it. I mean, for instance, I mean, we go to the grocery store, we go home. You know, we go to work. We're around everybody in the country, you know, especially what I was doing. I mean, you know, and turn around. Well, they talk about social distancing. I mean, in an airline of work, and that's the part that I really don't get. I mean, social distancing, to me, is social distancing. I mean, you still have to stay away from people at a certain point, but still you have to go in to get your paperwork and stuff signed in order to say you've been to a job or whatever. But I don't know, man. There's a lot that I don't understand with it. A lot. So I don't have a clue. I mean, but it's really weird. I mean, to sit back and know that Trump said he wasn't going to push the distance thing again, you know, for everybody, for the social distancing, but the governor says that they're going to keep it in effect to stay at home. But here's what I don't get. In order for the closed down the beaches, you know, the president had to stand behind him. That's what I didn't understand. But now they're going backwards at it, so I don't know. Hopefully they'll open everything back up before long, and we'll be back, you know, maybe 65-70% running again. But I don't know, man. That's a good question you asked. KN4UBG.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, even to date, more people die from the flu. So I don't know if it's just a Democratic scam to instill fear in everybody. And so we vote Democratic. I don't know. I don't think you and I would ever vote that way. But I don't know. It's just there's so much politics involved, and it's just like you don't know. But and now you got Bill Gates, the you know, Population Reduction Foundation, trying to come out with more vaccines, and I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of theories. I won't get into them because everybody will think I'm nuts. But it's just a lot of crap going on. And I really, did you remember, sorry to get off topic just a little bit. Do you remember when all this shit happened, sorry, when all this stuff happened and Trump came out and said it's no big deal. And then he got backlash like you have no idea. So then he had to respond. And then, well, we're sending ships, we're getting these masks, oh God, we got to have the ventilators that were never used, and the ventilators that were used actually caused more damage to that person. But getting past that point, we still are not at the point of how many people die from the common flu every day. So if you take all that in and try to digest that, what does that mean? And the media has never gone crazy like this before. Do you remember we had the Ebola, we had the swine flu, N1N1. The media never went hysteric like this before. And this is less result. N191 killed like a million people. So you have to sit back and just ponder the information that you're giving, and you really got to think these people may be lying to us.
I've said the same thing, man. I've said the same thing. I've said the same thing. Well, I'm going to have to cut a trail on you here, man. I'm kind of down in the hole here now. I barely have got you. But I'm going to say 73 to you. He enjoyed it. And we'll talk at you a little later. KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
All right, UBG. You travel with care, buddy. Be safe. KJ4REZ73.